the 4Bs Vectis Radio Training School, supported by the Isle of Wight Foundation, focusing on combining the skills of Island Road staff together with financial assistance to help community schemes and projects here on the Isle of Wight.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm Lucas.
I'm Alex.
And this is the Castle Lads Podcast, Episode 6. So it's been a while and we're back again, as usual, starting off with an update of what the government's been doing all the time. There's a possibility of a Freedom Day on June 21st, I think, but it's very unlikely. Don't get your hopes up. This is just what we've been getting from online. There's possibilities it will change depending on people's preferences. But yeah, I think that's the main thing that they're trying to achieve, mainly the restrictions and all of that. For us,
it's also worth mentioning that some areas may be affected differently due to different number of cases. If you're in an area where there's more cases, then even if that day does come and it's on June the 21st, it may not be for some specific areas.
On the bright side, though, we're currently where we live, near Isle of Wight. For the last month or so, we haven't got no serious cases. Nobody's ended up in hospital due to the COVID pandemic, and I'd say that's quite positive considering how bad it's been in certain other areas, but all the best for those areas. Do you have any personal opinions on how we've been doing on the Isle of Wight, Alex?
Yeah, I think we're doing well so far. As long as we don't have too much of an influx on tourists this summer, I think we should be good to go.
Great, great. Anyway, despite the COVID, we've been doing quite a bit of stuff ourselves, which kind of goes into the half term. How about you start off with this, Alex? What have you been doing half term? You mentioned watching movies, yes?
Yeah, nothing much. I rewatched some of the old Godzilla films. I started my fourth playthrough of Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh really? Have you ever got 100% completion of the game, or are you just playing it because you think it's a good game?
I do plan on getting 100% this time round.
Yeah. I mean, personally, I'm quite picky with getting a lot of stuff done in games, but I might just go through mainly the side quests and that, and once I've done that, I probably will complete Red Dead. Once I've completed a few other games, I'm personally going to most likely then can maybe complete the game once I don't have to concentrate on other stuff. I've been getting into many multiplayer games, personally. I ended up meeting up with my friends on Wednesday. That was great, thanks to all of you. Many embarrassing pictures of just me and everyone else. A few selfies as well. Did you go out anywhere, Alex?
No, not much. We did go to Amazon World, though.
Oh, really?
That was interesting.
Oh, and look at anything specific?
I had my favourite lizard, the Argentine black and white tegu. If I had the money and space, I'd get one.
How big are they? Are they quite big, or are they like average size? Because
they are very, very big.
Oh, really? Arm, hand size, any references?
I would say probably about half the size of this desk.
Oh, amazing. Reminds me of a snake I saw in a old pet shop near Ryde, personally. But I mean, speaking of Amazon World and stuff, you also had my least personal favourite, but your personal favourite, the Chilean rose tarantula. Would you like to give context on whether it's a starter or not, you know, your daily information?
Yes, this is quite a good starter for people who are just getting into the exotics hobby. They don't need too big of a space, they need a terrarium, a glass terrarium, because glass lets heat sort of just escape better. It has much better ventilation. Mm-hmm. I think something like that. Wood keeps heat in, and you don't want to be frying your tarantula.
Oh yeah, for sure. Would you have any, what size would you recommend this this enclosure being for the Tibetan tarantula? Would it need any more tarantulas for company, or would it be fine on its own?
Tarantulas, they like to roll it solo, so I'd probably stick with just one in each terrarium. And as for size, the rule for Chilean roses is you want something about 3 times its leg span and about 1 times the size of its like full size rearing up.
Oh, wow, impressive. Would you... I don't think I've actually mentioned. How big is the Tibetan Rose tarantula? Is it like a hand... I mean, from what the pictures you've shown me, I personally think it's around hand size, which is quite scary because it means I can't crush it, but...
Yeah, that's quite an accurate measurement. Probably about the same size as your palm.
Uh-huh.
Not too big. Well, it's big for a spider, but, you know...
intimidating nonetheless. Do you have any other tarantulas you are personally interested in, or is this the one you're planning? Do you have one yourself, actually? Because I know that you've been talking about it to me quite a bit.
Well, I don't have one yet. I do plan on getting one very soon. It's actually going to be the first sort of addition to my collection, if you will.
Mm.
And
will it be the is the Chilean rose tarantula the first one you're getting, or what if it isn't going to be the first one you're getting, what will be the first tarantula you want to keep if it's not that one?
No, Chilean rose will be the first, but I do plan on getting other tarantulas such as the cobalt blue.
Oh, interesting. We
not
could
recommended for handling though. Mm. They are slightly venomous.
Well, we could end up talking about that next time, because now it is the end of our podcast. I'm Lucas.
And I'm Alex.
And this is
the Castle Lads podcast.
Signing off.